You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Between vacations, errands, and everyday summer chaos, sticking to your health goals can be tough. Luckily, Thrive Market does the hard work for you. We're the online healthy grocery store that cuts out the junk ingredients and delivers high-quality groceries right to your door. From low-sugar beach snacks to organic grill night staples, no matter your health goal, we make shopping healthy a breeze. Go to thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hey, so I'm calling to tell my ghost story. So this was about 2010, 2011 time period. I was 16 years old. My father had just recently passed away, I'd say about a week and a half before this event happened to me. So I'm going to go ahead and start. So it was late one night. You know, like I said, my father just passed. My mom was out of town, you know, mourning my father, with her friends and stuff, getting some support. And so my grandma was, watching us, me and my brother. My brother was out with a friend, and, I was just staying with my grandma, and it was late. So, you know, we go to bed. My grandma takes the master bedroom. I go to my room. So, you know, I lay there, you know, all the lights are off, it's completely dark, and, you know, I lay there for a little while and had a hard time sleeping, going to bed, I was pretty much wide awake, and I had the covers over me, and the, you know, I had the covers over me, and, all of a sudden, I got this whiff of this overwhelming stench of just rotten meat, of just foul nastiness. And, you know, I just try to ignore it. And then the room gets super, super cold, very cold, all out of nowhere. All of a sudden, nobody touched the thermostat or anything. It was just freezing. And I lay there, and I slowly feel the covers being taken off of me. And I roll over on my back. All of a sudden, I see this very dark, very ominous, you know, darkness that was over me. I know I was wide awake. It wasn't a dream or nothing. It was just horrible. It was so dark and so awful. It was just this feeling of hopelessness and ending. And it was just absolutely terrifying. And at the time, I wasn't really a true Christian, I would say. But all I could think of is, you know, saying, you know, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And, you know, Lord, help me. Lord, protect me. Jesus, you know, forgive me. And it vanished. And so I get myself out of bed and I bolt to the master bedroom. And I was absolutely terrified. I'm hiding under the covers. My grandma's still asleep. And but my head was under the covers and the door was wide open. And all of a sudden I could, you know, hear furniture and things moving out in the living room and in the kitchen. And I started hearing voices. It sounded like two voices just speaking, you know, a language I couldn't. You know, it definitely wasn't English. I was definitely speaking some other language. I just couldn't make it out. I had no idea what they were saying. And this happened, you know, this went on for, you know, I'd say about 2-3, you know, no more than 5 minutes. And, you know, I just try to lay there and not make a move, just to be completely still, not wake up my grandma, and just hope it was just a bad dream or whatever and just let it go. But, you know, all of a sudden, it was like this, you know, bright light that I could see under, even from beneath the covers. And even from beneath the covers, I had to put my hand over my eyes because it was, I mean, like over my face because it was so bright. It was just the absolute brightest golden just light I have ever, you know, seen. And so out of curiosity and scariness, I put my head beneath, you know, over the covers to look to see, and it was about this 7 foot tall, you know, golden figure, and it had a huge cane, like a cane that you would see like you know, a herder have or something. And it walked from the edge of the bed and is going to my side of the bed, and it looked at me and it vanished, and the room became dark again, and that was pretty much the end of it. I just remember being so terrified I couldn't even scream. It was just like the air being sucked out of my lungs, and I couldn't even scream or really say anything. So, you know, I was so scared. I woke up my grandma, and we go into the kitchen, turn the lights on, and I try to explain this to her, you know, directly after the event, and it was like gibberish. I couldn't even speak for like, you know, a good 10 minutes. I was just absolutely not being able to talk. Fortunately, I was able to compose myself again, you know, explain my story, and that was about it. But, you know, it sticks with me. And I haven't shared that story in a long time. It's been kind of weighing down on me lately, and so I thought I would just share. So please give me a call back if y'all are interested. But thank you. Y'all have a good one.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.